This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last year, more than 160,000 people crossed the border illegally from Mexico, specifically to the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. The federal government put several thousand troops into this area last year, and just last month, Congress approved new sections of a border wall for the area. This attempt to harden the border has many unintended consequences. Marketplace's Andy Euler visited the scene of one border wall controversy, a small white adobe chapel on the banks of the Rio Grande.
In his full-length white robe, 73-year-old Roy Snipes is tolling an old church bell by hand to signal the start of Mass at La Lomita. This priest and this little chapel built in 1899 are in the middle of a big fight. I'm standing with about 50 parishioners as we all crowd into the chapel just before 7 on a Friday morning.
Our hopes and our prayers.
The federal government plans to build a new section of border barrier that would place the church just south of that wall and would put it right in the middle of a border enforcement zone, meaning a constant presence from Border Patrol agents and local police.
So the sacred place would be desecrated.
Snipes is concerned that the 100 or so parishioners who regularly attend Mass at La Lomita or just go there to pray will have trouble getting past the wall. He says whenever he has discussions with the federal government's lawyers, and he's had a number of those recently, they assure him that his parishioners will still be able to get to La Lomita. Snipes isn't buying it.
Yeah, it's going to work out for you. You're spending billions of dollars, and somebody's making billions of dollars building this big, ugly wall. But how is it going to work out for the poor people who love this river and love this chapel?
Snipes is known locally as the cowboy priest, maybe because he wears a Stetson, cusses, and drinks Lone Star beer, or maybe because he's a bit of a rebel. He sometimes gives shelter, food, and water to people who cross the border illegally. In fighting new sections of the border wall, Snipes has the support of his church. The South Texas Catholic Diocese is suing the government, claiming a wall would infringe on freedom of religion at La Lomita. But Snipes' beef with the president extends beyond the chapel.
You know, when he said there's a humanitarian crisis, the real humanitarian crisis is to foment fear and loathing of your neighbor. Even if they come across here with papers, you'll discover that your best neighbors are those guys. They'd take the shirt off their back to help you, you know.
Construction of new border wall in the Rio Grande Valley does have plenty of local supporters, of course, like 32-year-old Joaquim Hernandez, who works in a local produce warehouse.
The barrier is needed. I do understand, but I do think that they are politicizing a chapel as the argument is being made for border security.
When Congress approved new border wall construction projects last month, it included protections for La Lomita. But then President Trump declared a national emergency, and the administration claimed congressional restrictions on his wall were invalid. That national emergency is still in place after the president last week vetoed a congressional attempt to overturn it. Bottom line, La Lomita's future is still in limbo. In Mission, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.